I have to say, to be like about to talk about Lady Gaga just wearing a suit jacket and a tie makes me feel like the lamest person in the whole wide world. But my pink velour running suit was at the cleaners. I'm sorry. We can't talk about Lady Gaga without looking at Lady Gaga. And I'm happy to be discussing her, if for no other reason than as a public service to you, because if you don't know her and haven't heard of her, it's time to get on board with one of the best-selling musical artists, pop artists in the world right now, 23 million albums sold, 63 million singles, in the midst of a world tour that will likely be the largest grossing tour of its nature ever, all around the world. Lady Gaga, though, as you might suspect, wasn't born that way exactly. She began as this perfectly nice young lady, Stefani Germanotta, born in New York City, who attended an art school and became an accomplished classical and ballading pianist at a young age. She began to be a part of a wild downtown scene and gradually turned into the woman we now know as Lady Gaga. This is an ad for the cosmetics company that she started with Cyndi Lauper. All of the proceeds of their lipstick goes to AIDS and HIV research. How popular is Lady Gaga? That has raised $202 million from lipstick. The thing that makes Gaga fascinating is how she continually makes us ask questions about what it means to be beautiful. Taking standard pinup tropes and spinning them around and around again. She has her gentle side, she has her collie side. She's one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. It's true. I've heard her interviewed many times. She came to Sonoma County to go wine tasting, took a picture with anybody that asked, all day long. Yeah, maybe she's making some feminist statement when she goes to the MTV Awards in a dress that's made out of raw meat. Shoes to boot. An envious Cher giving a little tug on the backside. Cher's been out-shared. And here is Gaga on stage. Her music is in the vein of, you know, Madonna and Britney Spears and pulsing dance music. Elaborate stage sets, constant costume changes. The disco queen. An egg. Look closely at this image. A dancer in the troupe in a wheelchair. Culminating with Angel Gaga coming out on the world's perhaps tallest high heels to rise above the monster pit where those lucky fans were chosen to gather around the circle. The whole stadium you can't see is filled with people here. They love her. She loves them. Her little monsters. I mean, they really love her. They really love her. And you can tell she's smart because she wears glasses. Stefani Germanotta. But perhaps the sign that she has truly made it came just last week in a burst of good karma for Reverend Chris, called upon to preach on Lady Gaga when she was the guest star on The Simpsons season finale. You know you have made it to the big top when you've made The Simpsons, where we find young Lisa having just been voted by her classmates the least popular student in school, and made by Principal Skinner, who confesses, "I don't really know much about children," to come forward and receive the award in front of everybody. Lisa responds by trying to put her own comments on the website that is taunting her, lifting up the very real problem of cyberbullying, but then it's found out that she's typing her own comments about herself, like, "Lisa isn't so bad, don't you think?" And they find out about it, and she is bullied even more. Until Lady Gaga, who is en route to Springfield, which she has discovered has been voted the town with the lowest self-esteem in all America, arrives on a giant purple train with huge high heels wheeling along on the side to brighten Lisa's spirits. That ironic environment of The Simpsons is perfect for Gaga, I think, who, though constantly raising questions about image and beauty and inner beauty into our face, is in the end as fine and simple and nice a person as Lisa Simpson. She welcomes in the unsightly. She invites into our consciousness the things that make us very uncomfortable. Often her videos, though culminating in elaborate dance numbers, have strange dramatic tales beforehand, often showing a person in some form of suffering and then finding their way to triumph. One, Mary the Knight, where she seems to be playing herself, of course, goes into a mental hospital, finds support from the people around her, has an awakening. She says, "I'm going to be a star. I have nothing left to lose." She thinks the most creative thing you can do if you are not happy with the reality that reality has given you is create your own. In yourself and rooted in your own knowledge of yourself as beautiful. And oh, have people responded. She has 20 million Twitter followers. As you saw with Angel Gaga rising above the stage, at times this takes on almost a religious element, certainly religious imagery present. But she insists that the event that she is bringing to people is not worship of her, but, quote, "I am teaching people to worship themselves." Now that sounds potentially hopelessly, terribly egotistical. And in some ways, Gaga's whole life is ego writ as large as it could possibly be writ, rubbed right in your face again and again and again. But behind that, in some of the lyrics, and certainly in Gaga's public work, is a very strong message. Let them call you a monster. You're beautiful. You are a superstar. She first discovered this message within her when she was clubbing it in the New York scene, particularly finding her way as a diva dancer in the gay community, evolving a highly erotic aesthetic. She was questioned recently why she dedicates herself so much in particular to civil rights and health issues for gay people. She said, "I am a child of diversity. I am one with this generation. I feel a moral obligation as a woman or a man to exercise my revolutionary potential and make the world a better place." Plus, she said, on a gay scale from 1 to 10, "I'm a Judy Garland 42. But when she speaks before the audience at Harvard or to Oprah Winfrey, she comes with this strange naivete. Seems to be as simple a person as could be. "I don't really know what she's up to, and I like that about her. But I do know that she's taken some of those millions of dollars and turned it towards solving important problems. I mentioned the HIV and AIDS work that she does, and she's also recently launched a new organization, the Born This Way Foundation, which will focus on youth empowerment and issues like self-confidence, well-being, anti-bullying, mentoring, and career development. She's not creepy at all, except that she totally is. Perfectly designed, I think. Perfectly designed to make all of you parents want to have nothing to do with her. So then the message can be received. The Born This Way Foundation is partnering with the MacArthur Foundation, the California Endowment, and the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard. They want to take advantage of what can a person who has 20 million Twitter followers, God knows how many millions of dollars, and a message to share. There at the opening event, Deepak Chopra challenged her to consider herself a global leader in a meat dress. Wonderful. But the words that guide this community, I think you must surely resonate with. She says, "We believe everyone has the right to feel safe, to be empowered, and make a difference in the world. And together, we can move toward acceptance, bravery, and love." The organization has three pillars: creating safe environments, safety, skills, teaching advocacy to kids, helping them bond together to fight bullying, promoting civic engagement and encouraging self-expression. The third pillar, opportunity, finding concrete ways to implement solutions and impact local communities. It could be the guiding principles of a UU religious education department with one goal: a braver, kinder world. She turned to this work almost certainly because of her own experience. As a creative and unusual person, as a teenager, she suffered bullying badly, including one incident when she was thrown into a trash can. She said, "I felt worthless, embarrassed, mortified. I was only 14. Three boys put me in it while the girls they were with were laughing all the time." Many of us have had experiences with bullying somewhere along the way in school, and it's one of the most horrible things. It's also a universal thing, and it doesn't always end after high school. Some people are bullied in their workplace well into their later adulthood. Bullying just means three basic things. It's repeated aggressive behavior. It's from one person to another, and there's a power difference. Sometimes there will be multiple children involved, but by definition, the bully's target has some kind of difficulty defending him or herself, and the behavior is intended to cause distress. I know it firsthand. As a young punk rocker en route to the Billy Idol concert, we were in a car full of new waivers when who should pull up behind but Chuck Jackson, one of the most feared young men in the school. And those friends of mine, who had happened to have dropped out of high school already at that point, decided they would brighten the day and let Chuck know adios by giving him the finger. He chased us around in his car for a half an hour. I don't think I've ever quite been so scared, except maybe the next morning when I went into homeroom, and was told almost humorously, "This school isn't big enough for the two of us." I'd had 2,500 students. I told him there was plenty of room. It was quite likely we needn't ever see each other if he didn't want to. But he made my life very difficult. And the urge to approach the problem of bullying with revenge or with loathing or anger, I know in my own heart, I touched the worst part of myself when he was treating me that way. I mean, I could have killed him, I think. I would have. In the midst of one of those events. Thank God nothing ever got to that point. And thank God I began to tell my teachers and find strength from my friends and pull together that way. I'm glad I didn't go that route, because what I understand now and what Gaga herself preaches, quote, "The bully and the bullied are on the same plane. that when people are turning to violence and harm to one another, there's aberration, there's something wrong all the way across. How do we save not just the victim, but the bully too? And this, it's been observed that there's a unique relationship between the bully and the person that they are bullying. They are actually dependent upon one another. And it's so interesting because the word bully was first used in the 1530s. It meant sweetheart. It was applied to either sex. It just meant lover or brother. And somehow it deteriorated through a fine fellow to probably become a sarcastic fine fellow, and from that to blusterer and harasser of the weak, and to the way we use the word now. How can we pull people back into relationship? The way we confront it, though, Gaga says, and the research confirms, is first to find your own confidence, to know in your heart that you do not deserve any such treatment, whether as a child or an adult. And to see that, as you know, when it's just one-on-one, if it's physical, there may be nothing you can do. But in a school or in a congregation or in a community in the wide world, it's rarely one-on-one. We go and we get help. And it turns out in the end that 10 voices saying no, saying shut up, are almost always stronger than those 3 that are taunting and tormenting. I believe Lady Gaga could change the climate in schools and make kids think fundamentally differently about accepting one another and being kind to one another, that we might continue this gradual evolution away from that old, old caveman thought that sooner or later, to get things done, we need to apply violence, a lesson we have not fully learned, as we see in a world where nations are still at war. If bullying is bad for you, and if the bully is also harmed, how much more so war and those who we ask to fight them for us? We follow this crazy, dancing, wild-haired lead to building a better, safer society where people learn to be loving and accepting, to live in a way that does not promote violence and hate. And if that's what Lady Gaga is about, it, I say, be brave and go for it, sister. Thank you.